The drought of Tour de France stage wins for U.S. riders hits a staggering 100 stages. This milestone highlights the ongoing struggle for American cyclists on the world's biggest cycling stage. What follows puts the whole situation in context. The last U.S. victory came from Sepp Kuss, who claimed stage 15 in 2018. This year, six American riders compete across five teams, including Kuss and Mateo Jorgensen, both representing Visma Lisa Bike. They face tough competition, especially from Tadej Pogacar and UAE Team Emirates XRG. Despite their efforts, including podium finishes by reigning U.S. Pro Champion Quinn Simmons, the winless streak continues. Kuss acknowledges the fatigue setting in, but remains hopeful, mentioning that the toughest climbing stages are still ahead. Jorgensen, recovering from illness, could also be a key player in upcoming breakaway attempts. The U.S. contingent, while small, showcases emerging talent and resilience. In 2023, they show more presence than in recent years, with notable riders like Sean Quinn and Matthew Riccitiello also in the mix. As the race progresses, U.S. fans keenly await the moment their riders break this lengthy dry spell. The upcoming mountain stages could offer that long-awaited opportunity.